Beautiful people, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and this, of course, is your SMFA Essentials Module Q&A MP3 on, I'm a hyphenate, how do I market myself? Only had a few questions this time out, which is totally cool because they're really good ones, and that'll allow me to go deep on a couple here, but let's just jump right into it. The first one is from Chris, and it begins with, I act, I write, and I produce. I'm afraid this makes me look scattered. You talk a lot about specializing. How does that apply when you wear a lot of hats? This is great. I mean, this is just a fundamental to the whole hyphenate lifestyle, the silos and the brand umbrella. So really, this is sort of the purpose for this module, you know, outside of the specific marketing stuff that we're talking about. Really, you're not scattered if you find there is a through line in everything that you create or that everything you put out into the world. And so what I mean by that is if the acting work you're doing is on brand with a brand alignment with the writing that you do, even if you're writing for other people, there's still a certain style that you have. And the works that you produce also feel like they could be in that neighborhood. And notice I'm not saying identical. In that neighborhood, you're okay. You're only scattered if you're creating things that are so different, vastly different from one another, that you make us concerned about where it is you're trying to make a voice for yourself in the world. I think of someone like Quentin Tarantino as a perfect example of this. His acting style is very frenetic. It's a little chaotic, a little manic, and his writing style, his directing style, also could be described that way. And it doesn't mean that he can't go out and try something that's a little off from some of what he's already done. It just means he has this voice that he has cultivated, and it comes through slightly different, but really not apples and oranges different, depending on whether he's the one speaking the lines or if he's written them for someone else or if he's directing someone delivering the lines, even that someone else has written, although he writes most of his stuff. So I think if you take a look at not where things are dissimilar, which is it's a human tendency, we look at the differences. And I really don't know why. I think if we spent more time looking at the similarities, we would realize how much more we all have in common with one another. We would also realize how much more in common our various silos have with one another. They just feel really different to us. So in terms of specialization, I mean in terms of your voice, not so much in terms of your job choice. So if you are definitely doing the acting thing, the writing thing, and the producing thing, first of all, yay you. That's awesome. You know, hyphenate lifestyle is one to embrace. But what it means is you need to take a look at what the through line is. This goes back to everything we talked about in the initial MP3 and also the worksheet PDF, everything you can take a look at through the lens of what's the through line, what do these things have in common, is really going to help serve you in terms of understanding what your specialty is. Because that doesn't mean your specialty has to be the acting and not the writing. It means your specialty is the voice. It is the through line, the connector between those two or three, depending on how many silos you have. All right, this next one's from Kaylee. I have multiple silos. My oxygens are acting and writing. I love that you identified your oxygen, and then it turns out you got two of them, so that's totally cool. Some of the writing is acting related, scenes, monologues, whatnot. Some of it's not related to acting, so it's novels, poetry. Writers are also encouraged to have a brand and a web presence. I like the idea of having everything in my brand empire in one place, and I don't feel it'd be off-brand to have them connected, but I don't want the buyers to be confused or turned off by too many options, especially when I create my website. The solution you give to that is the through line. Intuitively, I recognize the through line and connections between my silos and consider it all part of brand me, but I'm struggling to articulate the through line between some of the silos in actual words. How would you go about clarifying that? Kaylee, this is a fantastic question, and it's clear from everything you've said leading up to the actual question here at the end of this this submission you made, is that you've done all the homework. You really dove deep into this. You took seriously everything that's in the MP3, and you did the work in the PDF, and you've gotten a lot of clarity. So I hope you're already feeling closer to the answer, even as you wrote this and articulated everything. So let's talk about clarifying all of this in terms of your web presence. The reason the through line feels like something, ah, crap, how do I have to articulate this so that my buyers don't get confused, is because actually the through line is more of an inside job. Right now, you're trying to think, how do I present that so that they get it? If you get it and you know what the through line is, you actually don't need to make it an external label. I hope I'm stating this in a way that makes sense to you, because it works perfectly in my brain. It's that it's sort of like as a performer, you don't have to tell the viewers the moment before, because you have lived the moment before and you have that before you start your scene. And if your commitment to it internally is so great that we buy it, we don't actually have to know what that moment before was. We just know that there was something, and we go on the journey with you more so than if you just show up and start the scene without having had that moment before. This is very much like that. So think to your craft on this one. I don't need you to tell me on your website what your through line is. I should be able to feel what your through line is, and I may define it slightly differently than you do. It certainly shouldn't be terribly different from how you define it, but you know, I may use a word that's slightly different if I were asked to describe your through line, just because I'm bringing my own experience to your website. But for me, again, I go back to the website that we created for me to launch my various silos under all one brand umbrella. Because for a long time, I had different web presences for each of my things. And it wasn't until 2011 that I said, this is crazy. There's one brand, Bonnie Gillespie, and we need to bring all this shit together on this one site, because I'm not now worried that I'm going to talk somebody out of understanding how to hire me as a casting director just because they see that I've written millions of words for actors. In fact, maybe they see that as a helpful thing. And of course, I don't want to attract people who would hire me to cast that don't understand I have this writing career and that it is sometimes going to take time away from my casting because I got a column deadline, you know? And so it actually turned out to be a really beautiful thing to bring it all together. But for a long time, like I started writing professionally for actors at Backstage in 1999. I started casting in 2000, informally 2003 was my first paid casting gig, because I really wasn't pursuing it until then. I kept those things completely separate. And I love that at 2011, I was able to say, you know what, it's all part of the whole. And the through line is my log line. You know, I live my dreams by helping others figure out how to live theirs. Sometimes they figure it out by being cast in something that I've put together. Sometimes it's because of something they've read in my work. And sometimes it's because I've actually taught them or coached them and work with them one-on-one. So what I'm saying in all of this is, you don't necessarily have to articulate what the through line is in order to have these silos present on the same website. And especially if you're feeling like your novels don't and your poetry don't throw people off from your acting related writing, and certainly not from your acting as well, you should be okay. If, however, you still feel like I did in the early part of my journey that it's risky, it's okay to have separate web presences. You can have one that's your name, the writer, and another that's your name, the actor. And they can be launching points from one website, which is yourname.com, and then people choose which place they want to go. And each of those sites looks a little different. So there is a different vibe if you think the buyers are going to be so distinct. But that's completely up to you. And I don't think there's a right or wrong answer here, just so long as you are feeling connected to what you're putting out in front of the buyers, whether those are the same folks for the different silos or not. Fantastic question. Thank you so much for having put so much thought and work into it. I'm going to move now over to Brett. I'm not a hyphenate. I just do film and TV on camera acting. Am I at a disadvantage? You know, on this one, I'm going to say you may be more of a hyphenate than you think you are. You know, I'm air quoting here, just being an actor, you know, it's not the end of the world, but it's quite possible that you do write some things or come up with story ideas, but you don't actually, create the final draft file. You know, you have ideas, you've got thoughts, you may be fantastic at improv, which is technically writing, it's just writing without the page. And you may find if you meet up with fellow artists, creatives, that you're able to have conversations about things that you could push forward as a writer and develop some story ideas. And the reason I'm mentioning that as an option is because the more things you have out there in the world, the greater shortcut you have to folks going, oh, I get you, and I see how I could make money off you, and or I see if I'm an agent or manager, or I see how you could solve a problem I have if I'm a casting director or director, or I see how I could write for you if I'm a writer, or I see how I could hire you to come up with a story for something that I would like to write, but I didn't have the story idea, but I've got the dialogue. So I would like you to just kind of be open to where you may be more of a hyphenate than you think you are, but don't worry about being at a disadvantage. The fact that you have such clarity that your gig is on-camera acting and that's where your focus is totally fine. Again, no wrong answer on any of this. I just want you to make sure that if you do market yourself and put yourself out there, that you are doing so with an eye toward not just the silos, but the brand umbrella and that through line, because it's really going to serve you well. Final question is from Jess. I do a lot of things, and I don't think I have an oxygen. Is that bad? Do I need one thing? Maybe getting to do all this different stuff is my oxygen. I love that. I actually think that that's a fantastic question, and what a wonderful, gorgeous, beautiful space to be in, to have your oxygen be the creative process itself and the bliss that is wanting to try everything, the bliss that is storytelling. I mean, I think that's a fabulous oxygen, and it doesn't matter if it is your acting or your writing or your directing or your producing or anything else. If you've decided that the oxygen is the all of it, that's totally cool. Barbara Sher is a fantastic author whose work you might want to explore. Sher is spelled S-H-E-R. Barbara Sher has a series of books that are about having a bunch of different passions or one single one and diving really deeply. And I think her latest book is called Refuse to Choose. I'm not looking that up, so I should have made a note on that earlier, but I just right now I'm thinking about her for you, Jess. I think it's Refuse to Choose, but if you look up Barbara Sher on Amazon, you'll see a ton of books that she's written. And she talks about how it's totally okay to be multi-passionate. That's sort of a generational thing right now, whereas, you know, the generation of my parents, you know, there was one job for 40 years, 50 years, and then you retire with the gold watch, and then you're retired. And that's what that generation thought the deal was going to be. And then sometime between their adulthood and my brother's adulthood, to go to the generation between, because I was born very, very late in my parents' lives. So there's a little generation in between there that buffers it. They learned, oh shoot, we thought that we were going to be the gold watch generation too. And it turns out we've had to have multiple jobs and we weren't quite sure how to do that. And then my generation and people who are younger have grown up knowing we have to do multiple things and kind of enjoying it and getting off on it and finding it's thrilling to have a different life every day and not just the same, clock in, clock out and get your paycheck. So especially for creatives, I think it is completely normal that you feel that the doing all the different stuff is your oxygen. I'd recommend you read some Barbara Sher. I'd also recommend you go back to Stephen Pressfield, which we've talked about already in this module, because you will find that there's something that drives you more than anything else. And that's the thing that makes you get up in the middle of the night and go to your computer and write out another scene. Or it's the thing that makes you go to the acting class even when you're so exhausted you really feel like you want to skip it because you're working on a scene that is just so powerful and important to you. There's going to be something that, and it may be different every day, but there's going to be something that you feel gives you even more of your life's breath than anything else. And just pay attention to that and be willing to flow with it, because it's great that it could be different every day, right? I mean, that's why we chose creative careers. That and because we like to change the world with our storytelling. Pretty freaking awesome. All right, you guys, beautiful questions as always. Thank you so much. We'll do this again next month with another Rockstar module. Until then, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for your SMFA Essentials on I'm a Hyphenate, How Do I Market Myself? Mwah!